Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Gilroy. Gilroy. Molotov cocktail, I brought a match. Let's play Griffith. Tweet about that.
Yeah,
I'll never burn down my neighborhood.
No.
But downtown Cleveland,
Cleveland's
really good.
Yeah,
Dan Gilbert's commercial. See the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Me and my posse bound to come
through.
We'll make like our brothers in Cairo.
Yeah.
It's Cashmere
Jackson
through the front door. Hail Mary Jackson, I'm in defiance. I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, their pastor angel,
the
big cop sprays at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Months after, they killed Senator Melissa. I got your ear. You better listen.
Listen.
You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black killer black. They go to jail. Cop killer black. They never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW. Reload. Got these out there at the food. Hot shot. 137 times. Blink his disc. 137 rhymes.
Him.
Melissa.
Melissa.
Nisha.
Nisha.
Mir.
Mir.
That bull's gon' end this year.
We will.
You get the look by. You get the ride by. Down dirty music.
We call it homicide. The government go inside. All the time going south. Got you stuck in the gap. And you trying to get out. My liberty was looking at my destiny. Was to try. And nobody know what's going on. Cause everybody's high. So it's not so perfect. See it as a perfect time. For you short and high. Look how the game designed. It ain't a mystery. I'm not a day. Cause who's surprised? It seems like all my people going with the lies. It's that greed on lyrics. Let's cut that cap rapping down. Seen it be less dropouts than more captain gowns. I had to see it for myself. I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out. They got you beat.
Hey,
so you went to a safe house. Another death in my family. Life intervention. Break the play style. And I know we about to break the space style. Politician, you can't hang out.
No
government officials do anything to get their name high. It's no doubt. Legacy, my blackout sound. The sheriff, they can't stop.
Yeah.
And become a part of the conversation. And I need to give you three
quick disclaimers. That's three very quick disclaimers. And disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind. You are important. And as I look and see some of the people who are calling, I want to definitely say I appreciate everybody. And the reason that I do is because if it isn't for people tuning in, people giving their comments, ideas, concerns, hey, that's how you learn from each other. And I'm very thankful for that. As a matter of fact, and looking at things, I could tell this is going to be a very, very good show. And the reason I can say that is, wow, New Year's type of edition, that type of flavor. And I'm looking at the people who are definitely on the line so far. Like I said, I will get to everybody. I have announcements. I have some stories, some issues. I'm looking at the 216-509, 216-209, 216-337, 216-486. And before I do anything else, just let me take about a minute, 1 minute, to get into a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Working our way from 10 to number 1. Number 10, Lady Hood Stars. Number 9, Native. Number 8, the debut of platinum artist MC Brains Davis. More on that later on. Number 7, the debut of Aiolo, Black Man Army member whose song, perfect song about Tamir, had a protest rally. What, they were like just walking and rocking and all that type of stuff. Number 6, Black House Sounds. Number 5, Black Odyssey. Number 4, Suave Gotti, hot new song, Never Be. Number 3, the debut, re-debut, my people, Oppressed People's Nation, ENT. They have Cyphermania 2 this coming Saturday, 6:11 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15453 Euclid Avenue, the Oppressed People's Nation, People's Community Center. $15 donation. Number 2, re-debut, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, more later. Wow, remains at number 1, Black Man Army theme. Wow, 910 people heard this blasting off the bus at two major rallies. Brings it up to like 16,400 people heard that just like blasting off the bus at different events. We'll get into a little bit more on that in just a little while. I do want to take the time before I take one phone call. I would be remiss if I did not put it out there and say Natalie Cole, age 65, she passed, did a nice, unforgettable tribute with a deceased father, the great Nat King Cole. The important thing is not that she was a Grammy winner with tracks like This Will Be in Our Time. It's that she fought and overcame drug and alcohol abuse decades ago, and she lived life. So with that being said, that's what we're about to get into. 216-509. You've had to put up with like my mouth for too long, and I apologize. 216-509. How you doing out there?
What's going on, Al?
I'm doing great. What about you?
Hello?
Yes, you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man? It's G-Nut. What's happening?
Wait a minute. The legend himself? Whoa. It's an honor to talk to you.
Hey, man, I've been on vacation, and I said I was going to finally sit down and listen to your show. I listened to some pre-recorded ones a few days ago. I listened to about three of them, and I said I had to go live this time.
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start it off this way. How many years you been doing what you've been doing?
I have to say about 29 years, 30 years.
See, I already know. I have some music on cassette tape from back in the day. Cherish, because a lot of people would look and say, you have Case Logic, I will say, suitcases? Yes, I take care of. I found some things that clean cassette tapes so that I can play certain things. So it just it's phenomenal to have you call through. And I'm going to ask you, man, how have you been able to last as long as you have and be relevant?
Man, it's consistency. It's hip-hop, being true to your craft and believing in, you know, what you're talking about, what you're doing, and what's going on.
I hear you. Hey, what projects do you have coming up?
Actually, just last week, amongst the announcement of the cops not being charged, I released a new single featuring Obi-Wan called You Didn't Have to Kill Him. That's off the
right.
new project. It's called The Grand Finale, the whole project coming up this spring. And that's just one of the singles off.
And that was a nice single. That is a nice single, I should say. And while everybody's listening online, there are a few people who send music up and we play it because you can always hit us up at the email and send in your music at emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. And I'm going to ask you, what caused you to touch such a tough subject?
Wow. It's really just the more voices heard, the better. I mean, justice is what we need. And being a voice and, like I said, 30 years in the game, hopefully people who follow me can relate and say, hey, this dude been doing it for this long. He's down for his city and, you know, keeping it real.
Man, I appreciate and respect you for that call. How can people get a hold of you and follow your movement?
Well, I'm on Facebook. The only thing different on Facebook is call me Mr. Jackson, but everything else is the Legendary Hood. I'm on IG, Reverb Nation, currently number 5, I think, on Reverb Nation. Twitter, the Legendary Hood. And that's about it.
All right. Well, I'm going to definitely say one thing and ask you one thing, and that is, how has technology helped you from when you first started to where you are now?
Amazing. from actual, just real local, just technically just local, just worldwide with this internet game. I mean, that's where it's at now. You know that. Pretty much everybody knows the internet is it.
Man, I appreciate the phone call very much. I'm going to ask you to please hold the line, brother.
All right.
No problem. And the reason that I'm asking him to hold the line is so that I can let people know if there's something that you want to chime back in on, you can always feel free. If you haven't hit the one key, you can hit the one key later on. Or you can always call back and add something. And as we go through people who call in, if we can, we do our best to work you back into a conversation. Before I go to the 216-209 or the 216-337, you know, I'm glad that G-Nut, the legendary, you got to put that in front of his name. I'm glad he called in because this coming Saturday at 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., that's 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop at 1899 Main Classroom Building. That's Cleveland State University, 44115 East 21st Street. You can enter from Chester Euclid to Large Room 136. You can bring your radio edits of poetry, rap, dance, song. But Cleveland's first platinum solo artist, MC Brains Davis, will be speaking. We'll have the real Riff Raff, Aziza, Sincere ENT, Black Odyssey will be sponsoring the event. Urban Survival will sponsor a book bag giveaway for the youth, as well as bringing in artists and another DJ. And you will have Monolithic, they're also sponsoring the Beat Effect, as well as I think Monolithic is bringing like Waka Flocka's Greatest Hits, a couple of copies to give them away. You have DJ Dollar Rock. You have Mr. Milligram's Power Cipher. You have my man, Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, CEO of 1008 Vision, and he will definitely have the Hip Hop Workshop News. So I'm just letting people know that there's no stopping the legends when it's time to talk about certain things. And before I go to the next phone caller, I should let people know that should they choose, it's the Art McCoy Radio Show, which airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1490 a.m. That's WERE, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And you know something? I might have to have in the month of March, I shouldn't do the brother like that, I'm not going back to the phone line because I refuse to have him say no, but maybe in March I need to have the legendary Mr. Jackson, a.k.a. G-Nut, as a special speaker at Cleveland State University's Hip Hop Workshop. I do believe he has a lot to say. I know he didn't plan on it, but that's kind of the way things go around here. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, good, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, just brought up your name and everything else, at least the group name. What's happening with you, man?
Oh, man. It's actually a lot going on, Al. You already know that we are going to be at the Hip Hop Workshop this Saturday coming up, and I got a little something to give away to a few people that's going to be there. Before on the last broadcast, I hope I got enough because if I don't, I'll make sure I return back with more on the next Hip Hop Workshop. It ain't going to be like it's the last one, so that's how I'm
right.
And we are actually getting ready to start a YouTube talk show, you know, to help boost the best of the best competitions and you know, and be able to add a perk to the showcase as well. Hoping I can get you on there as one of the guest speakers on there one day, and a few other people that's doing anything around the city to help network with other people, comedians, artists, all sorts of people that are just doing things positive in our community. I would like to bring them on, you know what I'm saying? And what's going to be unique about this show, that we're going to be able to broadcast it a little bit anyway. So I'll be able to come to certain people to broadcast. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, going to be like, oh, you got to come here. No. If the place is right and we got a great setting and I can bring my equipment, I'll post up and I'll make the broadcast where you at.
Man, we appreciate that very much. As a matter of fact, if you can let people know how they can follow your movement.
You can go to YouTube and put in BLAQODESSY. That's Black Odyssey on YouTube. You could do the same for Facebook, and you can see our Facebook page. About almost 500 people got us liked on there, so you know that's us. You can catch us at Black Odyssey on Twitter and at Black Odyssey on Instagram as well. And if you go to Google Plus, put in Black Us. We on there too. We on a little bit of everything.
You know something? I'm glad you said that because I was getting ready to think maybe we were missing out on something, but now I know we weren't. So I appreciate you for letting us know all the places we could keep up with you.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Al Porter, for providing a platform for others like us.
Oh, that's no problem. Hey, I appreciate it. May you all have continued success. If you hold a line, I think you might like a few things that you definitely will hear.
Oh, I sure will.
Appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of numbers to get to, that 216-337-216-486. If you just give me a little bit of time, I give you my word, I will be there with you. I just want to let people know, should they choose, which is vaguely important, 5:45 p.m. That's 5:45 p.m. Black Man Army meetings, followed on Wednesday by the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings at 7:15 at Cleveland Standard Time, of course. 14064 Euclid at Superfly Barbershop, 44112 Euclid Avenue, across from the East Cleveland Library, next to the East Cleveland Theater. I don't think I have to tell you that that's in East Cleveland. And I also want to let people know that you can catch on Thursdays, 3 p.m., the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's Cleveland Standard Time, only on voiceatradio.com, where you never know who I will bring on live in the studio. As a matter of fact, now we have to get G-Nut in there live on a Thursday. And I want to let people know, some people would wonder, why in the world do we do certain things? So before I go to that 216-337, the cause and the effect, that's what I'm looking for. I mean, did our hooping and hollering change anything? I mean, when people see you're serious and you're going to follow through, they step up. I mean, it took about 200 people on a Tuesday last week to cause Ward 10 Councilman Jeff Johnson, love him or hate him, sometimes I wonder about him, but he had to see and hear the uproar and the outcry to go to the city law department the next day and file negligent homicide charges against Lohman and Garnback, which are the two officers involved in Tamir Rice shooting. Mayor Jackson claims it's being taken seriously, but we have to watch it. A cause and effect of being out there hooping and hollering, it showed who was stupid and just weren't paying attention to black issues. Now, Jeb Bush in South Carolina was asked about the controversial grand jury decision on Tamir Rice, and Jeb said, honest, he said it, I think Chicago has a lot of work to do to rebuild trust. The level of violence is abhorrent. Now, the reporter reminded him it happened in Cleveland, but no wonder Trump is just beating Jeb down. Now, LeBron James had a hoodie up for Trayvon a couple of years ago, had a I Can't Breathe shirt on for Eric Garner, but was quiet on Tamir Rice, which is right in his own backyard. Now, the Rice family asked Steve Dottelbach of the U.S. Justice Department to look into the same case, which caused some activists to ask James to sit out a game or two. Now, LeBron spoke on this and said, to be honest, I haven't really been on top of this issue. It's hard to comment. I don't have enough knowledge about it. Now, my thought is, LeBron, you live here. Now, if you know Eric Garner, Trayvon, then damn. Now, I can get that LeBron doesn't know everything. He's just an athlete. He doesn't just have to sit out games or what have you. But as a parent, sure, there are things bigger than LeBron, bigger than myself, but we all end up in our lifetimes taking the time to learn about certain things, standing up on certain issues, and being able to teach others so they can learn something. So LeBron, you look about as bright as Jeb Bush right now, and not promoting, but just speaking on the subject. He, like I said, he doesn't have to set out games, but to not be knowledgeable, then you add another cause and effect. Our standing up, so-called hooping and hollering for ourselves, caused the New York Times editorial to say that Tamir Rice of Cleveland would be alive if he were white with a toy gun in any middle-class neighborhood in the country on November 22nd, 2014. Cause and effect, hooping and hollering caused the Cleveland NAACP Coalition, which usually has not been speaking out until recently, they decided to get a few groups together with a list of demands. They even said that they were going to promote more vigorous protesting. They also asked for demands for Tim McGinty, the prosecutor, to be removed from office, look at police arbitration contracts, grand jury papers to be released, cause and effect of hooping and hollering, causing others to feel pressure like McGinty's neighbors felt when Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Kim Brown of the Brown Report, newspaper, Food Not Bombs, pastors, Aolo, who's a Black Man Army member who had played his new song about Tamir called The Perfect Storm, played on the Black Man Army bus, and we surrounded McGinty's house with him inside. Interesting, former police union head Jeff Fulmer was side by side with other cops. But it was nice that we were able to be there for Tamir's cousin, LaTanya Goldsby, who was able to thank people and let people know that they will still be doing what they're doing. They're not done with the situation, and they'll definitely be back. With that being said, I want to go here to 216-337. I've been too much on a soapbox. I apologize. I should be a new person in the new year. What's going on with you?
Good evening, Al. Yes, I'm well. I'm good to talk to you. That was a quite powerful demonstration on Saturday or on New Year's Day. That's what I loved about it. The fact that it was planned for New Year's Day. No rest you know, for the movement in Cleveland and for Justice for Tamir. And it was well planned, well staged, you know, perfect. And I guess they say McGinty was home with his feet up on
the
sidewalk, sitting by the, eating some bonbons, trying to relax. Do you think he peeked out the blinds? I don't know, man. Did you?
I'm sure he had to. I'm sure he had to. There were some of those chants that were coming down the street. I was like, wow. That's all I could say was, I found it very, very refreshing.
Yes. And I was, I was observing the police, activity. There was nine cruisers that followed us back to Impet Park, you know, and they were on both sides, all sides, of course, earlier on. I think there were seven cops on one side and like four on the other side. And then who knows how many. Oh, then there was those black. How come they always got to have black cars for the undercover dudes, you know?
Right.
Like, get a white car. So, you know, so I even took down their license plate numbers, you know, because that was quite obvious. They were parked there for a reason, right?
Yes, they were.
Another interesting note besides that was the fact that the pastors canceled. I guess the pastors canceled that meeting with the prosecutor tomorrow. How about that? They were going
to
meet with him, right?
When was that supposed to take place?
Where or when?
Where was that supposed to take place? Okay.
I got to check that. You know what? I will in one second. I want to announce this while I got it open on the computer. Now, tomorrow night, I don't know if you – let me just – this is a real quick thing here. If we want to make change, people that are running as delegates – or you could become a candidate for a delegate of the Ohio elections to the 2016 Democratic National Convention. Caucuses are held on tomorrow, January 5th. Doors open at 6, and caucuses begin promptly at 7. Now, where is
nice.
This is going to be a Tri-C Metro, 6 o'clock, 2900 Community College Avenue, 44115. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
So if we want to get in, and you, I believe it's on your wall. It looks like Paragon King invited you on Facebook because I tried to invite
you. Yes. Thank you so much. And
okay. Now,
just let
the next
people
question,
know what's going on. Now, go ahead,
yeah,
brother.
So that's the Tri-C Metro. That's Tri-C Metro tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We need to support the activist candidates, you know, to get people in. So, you know, if we were doing this years ago, McGinty wouldn't even gotten in the door of Democratic politics, right? He ran for judge countless times, and people vote straight Democrat, you know, and I admit I was guilty of that at a time, too, when, you know, you got a job and they send you, or you're a Democrat, they send you the slate of candidates, and if you don't do your homework, you go, well, I want to be the Democrat, good Democrat. Yes, you know, you can't be doing that anymore, right? I know I'm not going
right.
to apologize for the times I did do that. I want to be an educated voter. Okay. I need to ask a question. I'm sorry. What was that?
And I was just going to say, I thank you very much because you were out there like last Tuesday, as a matter of fact, the day after the verdict, you were out there so strong like the rest of us that it's been great working with you, brother.
Yes, sir. I know you did ask a question. I'm just looking up right now if you got one more second, or I can call you back with that. You asked
me
that pastor's meeting was going to be. All right, and
right.
I just sent it out on email, and here we go. I got it right here.
Okay.
I will tell you, it's coming up. United Pastors and Mission called off a publicized meeting that the prosecutor, McGinty, was to attend concerning the police slaying of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. A smaller clergy group still plans to meet with McGinty. Okay, this was on IdeaStreams. Brian Bull reported. Let's see what that meeting was supposed to be. wow. Here we go. Email sent to WCPN by the Mount Zion Church asking where the meeting was to be held. Say those plans are canceled. I'm not sure if it was at Mount Zion, but that's Mount Zion asking. We got to research this further, sir. I don't see it exactly here. They're being sketchy on this point.
Interesting. But I just wanted
to throw
that one out there. Yes, I do.
You know Andrew Clark? Federation Network Ministry says there's a separate ad hoc gathering of clergy expected to meet with McGinty on January 22nd. Clark says they'll talk to McGinty about the horrific situation over Rice's death, explore where things go from here in terms of, as he says, justice and fair policing in Cleveland. There you have it.
All right. Thank you so much for
Thank you.
Being our, we'll say, in the street reporter, so I appreciate you for that.
Okay, Al, thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome. That's the one thing I love about this particular program is how we get to things and get out some answers. I'm looking at that 216-486, but before I do, let me let people know real quick, you might want to go to two things. I have event number one, the 39th annual birthday observance of the Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with musical performances by Erica Campbell and the Cleveland Philharmonic Orchestra. That will be held, like I said, January 17th, a Sunday, and that's from 2:30 to 5 p.m. Cuyahoga Community College, that's better. Cuyahoga Community College celebrates the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Reserve your tickets up to four today by calling 216-987-05. That's 216-987-4805. Or visit mlkcelebration.tri-c.edu. Just call 216-987-4805. Get your four tickets to that. It's always nice. Now, remember, I did say that's at like the 17th, and that's being held at 2900 Community College Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, the Metropolitan Campus Auditorium. And then the next day, Monday, January the 18th, 3:45 p.m., well, really, we'll say 3 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, the Inner City Republican Movement will honor one of our top Republicans, the Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., with people like 103-year-old Judge Jean Merle Capers. Hattie Porter will be speaking. Suave Gotti will be on hand with a performance. And also mothers who lost their children through violence from guns, neighborhood violence to cop violence. That will be a part of the program, and that's being held at 15700 South Waterloo Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. That building is owned by Cuyahoga County Council member Jack Schron. And for tickets or to be added on, you can call up 216-702-1207. That's 216-702-1207. Let them know where you heard it from. And like I say, before I go and bother that 216-486 number, I do believe that I need to let people know also that you can come up to other radio programming, just like you can Facebook or Blog Talk. I am a Superwoman Radio, D Gambit Radio, Bored and Restless, Miss Contagious. Let them know where you heard it, right here. And for those who are thinking about using this phone number, which I feel is kind of important to do, the same phone number of a 646-478-0944 can be used on a Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and you'll hear from Emacs and Music Business 101, that Hood Tunes Radio, and then you can also use this number of 646-478-0944, Wednesdays, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Emacs, and The Mindset. Now, let's see. I'm sure they're probably ticked off because I took so long to answer, but 216-486, 216-486, how are you?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter, and I'm laughing because I'm sure those pastors that will be meeting with McGinty probably are afraid that whenever they meet that they may end up with a die-in or whatever in front of their church or wherever it is for Tamir Rice.
Because I don't
know why they would want to meet with McGinty in the first place. They should be trying to help recall McGinty or get rid of him.
Wow.
But that's just your pastors for you, because we had the same type thing 46 years ago here in this city. The pastors, instead of for the children and parents and for their rights or what have you, meeting with, I would say then that poor school system, that never has done anybody any justice or whatever. Instead of helping to, let's say, uplift and do whatever's necessary for the children they met with the enemy in, let's say, and help sell out the federal court order that called for quality education in all schools for all children. So, no, I don't have much respect for them. And have a blessed evening, sir.
Trust me, I plan on it, and I thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome. And don't apologize for what you had to do.
I got you. I appreciate that. Thanks.
There you go.
Wow. As a matter of fact, before I go to that 216-703 phone number, it's like I'm being taken in different ways on where to go. So what I'll do is take about 2 minutes, take my time, get it right. But a lot of people ask this. They would ask me what I think is insane, but they want to know, why would I march in support of justice for Tamir Rice last Tuesday? A day after the verdict came out, allow me to reintroduce myself. I'm Al Porter Jr., Man in the Streets, Black on Black Crime Incorporated president. And after vigils, we now shut down streets so people can get the idea to get off their behinds and come outside to take care of their own communities and each other. Why wouldn't I go out to the streets to deal with a prosecutor who, number one, ignored the fact that police shouldn't have rolled up on Tamir in 2 seconds, shot him in 1 second, but the prosecutor should have known that Ohio is an open carry state where even if cops thought they saw a gun, they were supposed to stop and ask to see a permit because Ohio is an open carry state. Check our charter. Number two, I will take to the streets if my prosecutor ignores a judge's ruling to arrest two cops, which could have changed the grand jury's mind. Number three, I will take to the streets if the prosecutor says that even if the grand jury wanted to indict, they would have said no. He would have recommended no. Number four, I'm going to take it to the streets if the prosecutor forgets his role and instead of prosecuting, he provides expert testimony for police, which was the cop's job since they were defendants to get their own experts. Prosecutor provided no experts for Ariel Castro, heartless felons, gang members, or the Tremont thugs. Number five, I will hit the streets if my prosecutor takes over a year to deal with Tamir, Tanisha, and even 137 shots. And last Tuesday, I was walking the day it was like a day after the verdict came out. And on the front lines, it was nice to be next to Revolution Books, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, fellow members, Black Man's Army, Puncture the Silence, Food Not Bombs, LaVita Murray, Carl Stokes Brigade, Don Bryant, Cleveland State University, Speak Up Poetry, Tannis, Black Lives Matter, Cop Block, ADA President, and more dealing with this situation. And, you know, I march to stop money right now. I get up off my behind to go get the money flow stopped. Here's an example. Now, if I go out and make a woman pregnant, you know, with Al Jr., then I walk away, guess what's going to happen? The girl and that baby, they're going to end up going down to Payne, about 18th and Payne or something like that. Drag the baby with her, put it in to get child support, and Cuyahoga County will find me and take my cash. That's kind of how it works, which will cause me to run, babysit, spend money on a child, and say, wait a minute, I'm already doing more, so that the mom won't need to go to pain and reach in my pockets more. So protesting in the streets to me and affecting the money, especially when you get out in the streets and you stop the cars going to the shopping, to go shop downtown. They can't go and stop at stores, which causes store owners to be angry and do a couple of things. Yeah, they might not be happy with the protesters, but they have to say, I'm not real happy with what's going on with you, Tim McGinney. And it causes them to go to the city and ask, what's going on? And why did he make such a bad mistake in the prosecution? Now, store owners with cash, they complain that McGinney should be monitored for his spending and arrest and everything like that. But on our end, even Mayor Jackson said, we can block traffic as long as we're orderly. But I know the business community wrote letters, and you know McGinney got a few, and he probably said, get it right. Why affect money? Because when I went to the Cuyahoga County Council meeting early before Tuesday, before the march, I let Cuyahoga County Council know that they need to have somebody watch his money, somebody, including one of them, because I don't like the fact that he used taxpayer dollars to misspend and bring in expert witnesses for the defense to side with the police. Then I went to the plan of action, and it was good to see also in the marches people from Detroit, like I said, shutting down traffic. You had the Black Man Army music playing. You had us end up stopping right at the Trans-Siberian Orchestra that was playing at the queue. And, you know, facing down the riot police and the dogs as hundreds watched. And I want to tell you something. You mess with that money, you best believe that the queue owner, Cavs owner, he owns the queue. I know for a fact that Dan Gilbert had to call Mayor Jackson and the county and definitely tell them, look here, we had, can you deal with this situation? Because you're messing with money. And we had to be out there because New York and Chi-Town, they took the streets for a 12-year-old, and it's something that was very important to be there. So I was very appreciative of that. Didn't take too long, I hope. 216-703, you're still on the line. 216-703, how you doing?
Great. What's up with it, Porter?
Man, I'm doing good. As a matter of fact, it was nice to have some members representing Black House Sounds with us the past Tuesday or last week. I was like, oh, there goes some hip-hop. What's
that? There had to be DNA. There had to be that brother, man.
He
do a lot of great things for Black House Sound, especially when it comes to the internet. When it comes to Black House Sound. So, you know, I always appreciate that brother for supporting the cause of Black House Sound. And also, I heard he was there because he was very disappointed about what happened that day. So,
yeah,
from what he told me.
Yes,
but
sir.
I was calling in to let everyone know that Black House Sound will be dropping this album, and it's excellent. I can say that you don't have to worry about vulgar language. You don't have to worry about just childish music. It's conscious rap. I'm not saying it's all that for people that's listening. But what I am trying to say, if you listen to it, you might can relate to some of the songs that we have created. So that's
okay.
All I'm trying to say. And it's no cussing. So I will update y'all next Monday, let y'all know when it will be released. But I
nice.
Can say that we at the end of ropes with the album, and it's coming real soon, within the next 60 days. I know for sure we will have this together. So I want to start promoting it now. So for all the people that's listening in, Black House Sound, you can go on the internet, check us out. Type in Black House Sound, videos will pop up. You can also type in Joseph Motley Jr. Videos will pop up off YouTube. And I will be calling in next Monday to let folks know about when the CD will be released. And this Saturday, I will be at the hip-hop workshop, and I will be performing two of the tracks from the CD. This Saturday, I will be down at the hip-hop workshop, and that's down at Cleveland State, and I will be performing two of the tracks from the CD. So that's all I wanted to say, and peace, love, and blessings to every artist and everybody that's trying to do something with their life. Black House Sound.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much. Peace, and I know he'll be listening, and that's a good thing. As a matter of fact, wow, started off with some music from Black House Sounds. I have something lined up already. I just wanted to let people know, because of what one of the callers said earlier before I play this track, I really feel like I want to start my church, and what's happening now? I mean, why not? Black churches have collected more than $420 billion in tithes and donations since 1980. $420 billion. Recently, we'll say a few months back, people can still remember that Creflo Dollar from his Atlanta World Changers Church, and he needed help from 200,000 people to sew about $300 more a piece, from $200,000, so that he could buy a G650 airplane on Creflo's website. And he gave like a 6-minute video at that time, and he felt like he would be able to get that $60 million that he asked for airplane. In short, God told him it's time to replace his 30-year-old plane. And has the black church got caught up in materialism and greed instead of standing with the community? What does the black community have to show for the 400? Just something to think about, that maybe, just maybe, as we hold our politicians accountable, even if not in, I'm not telling you to get belligerent in church. That's not it. But sometimes maybe you can ask your pastor, cause them to think, and ask them, what else are you doing outside in the community to make a difference? And what do we have to show for that money? Because with that type of income coming in, $420 billion all over the country, you wouldn't have outsiders owning gas stations and what have you. We'll be owning our own, kind of like Marcus Garvey. Others would have liked for us to do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put in something. We had it blasting the past Tuesday. I'm going to put this out. It's the Army Part 2 featuring Sergeant Major Mr. Stokes. My man Emax did the production. Be right back.
Black men, the time is now. This is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes of the Black Man's Army. What we got to do right now, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to protect our women and our children. We got to stop relying on somebody else to fix our problems. We have to fix them ourselves. We got to stand up, y'all. It's time to rise up. It's time to make a difference. We are black men in this city. Black men are not being afraid to do what's right. We got to stand up, y'all. We got to do something about this violence in this city. We got to protect what's ours. You know, it's a funny thing when everybody else protect their women and their children, but we as black men seem to not do the same. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference. So we're going to need you all to come and join with us, the Black Man's Army. This city has now awakened into a brand new era. The era is being right, doing what's right, being what's right. We must stand up. Calling all black men, come join us. For we are the Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. And I am Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Come march with me. Come stand with me. Let's make a difference. Let's protect our women and our children. Let's be proud again. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Somebody might ask the question, exactly what you're proud of. I'm proud of being black. I'm proud of being a man. It's time now for us to stand. Stand up! Stand up! The black man's army. We're standing tall, protecting our women and our children. We need justice in this city. Time out for injustices. Our women and our children are dying in the streets every day. Tears running down a mother's face. A little child asked me the other day, she said, why did my uncle have to die? It's time out for that. We must protect our women and our children. Come join with me, the Black Man's Army.
Black Man Army.
The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. This is the Black Man's Army.
And once again, you are on Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. And to let people know that you can check us out, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. The official website is blackonblackcleveland.com. That's on Facebook. And, well, that's our website is blackonblackcleveland.com. We are on Facebook under Black on Black Crime Incorporated. And you can check out on Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And you can also check out, like, whohasthepower.com. That's whohasthepower.com. Before I even try to play another track, I might be able to get in this story real quick, which I think I might be able to. And for those who don't know, I want to just break it off a little bit and let people know that dozens of white armed American militants took over a federal building in Oregon militia standoff and say it's the fight to keep government tyranny by taking a hard stand against federal government, like they said, tyranny. Now, they took over the Malheur Wildlife Refuge building, and ranchers Dwight Hammond Jr., 73, his son Steve, 43, were convicted of federal arson charges on land near their ranch. Now, the first time in 2001, they were charged in 2001 and said it was to cover illegal poaching of deer on government property, which burned 139 acres. The second time they were charged, it was a second fire set in 2006 as a defensive measure to protect their ranch from all the wildlife, a wildfire. So they say that it was done to protect the ranch from a wildfire. But the arson fire endangered volunteer firefighters camped nearby. So they were hit with something like a $1 million in charges. They were charged with anti-terrorism and effective death penalty law, Act of 1996. And they were sentenced, oddly enough, twice. They were given a five-year term. But the first judge said the mandatory five-year sentence was unfair. It gave them a lighter sentence that they served. But the U.S. attorney cried foul and said the federal judge was wrong. And in October of 2015, a couple of months ago, the federal government appealed the sentence and imposed the minimum ruling of 5 years. Given the seriousness of arson, and they said that today, Monday, they would have to turn themselves in to finish the rest of their sentencing in a federal prison. Now, militia man, Cliven Bundy, and he has a couple of sons involved. They're from the militia, one of which, Ammon Bundy, who called on a like-minded militants and patriots to bring their arms. Cliven Bundy, the dad, himself owes $1 million in unpaid grazing fees and refuses to pay in Nevada. So, you know, these men, it's very interesting that Ammon Bundy, he joined up with the Hammond family, and all of these men went and took over the federal building and made demands. Number one, that the Hammonds be released from all charges. And number two, all Patriots come back and are allowed to have the ceded lands. They want to secede from that part of the Union around the building and around the lands that it's like a bird sanctuary and all of that in Oregon. My thing is, and a lot of people are right, they bring up a few good points, and I have to bring it out there and say, I can see where Maria Crenshaw and Brother Alex E.R., they're right. That is a fight that I do feel for them because that's a double jeopardy charge. But on the flip side of it all, I see that type of charge happen all the freaking time. And if you don't see it on the news, there's something wrong with you. And my problem with everything was that move. Anybody remember what happened? They wanted to stay in their place, and the government dropped some things down there that killed a lot of people on the group. M period, O period, V period, E period. I'm not going to do all your work for you. Look it up for yourself. How about the Panthers who went up with guns and let people know, hey, look here, state house bound, everybody. We have the right to carry our weapons wherever we want to. Did the government sit back and let them get away with it? How about Marcus Garvey, who wanted to have blacks in this country go to fight for themselves, and the government said no? He said, okay, well, I'm going to do things the right way. We're going to build up our own infrastructure without your help. The government sat outside and let him do things for a long period of time and say, we'll wait this one out. I find it very interesting that the same ones who would holler terrorism, anti-terrorism, this, that, and other, that if I got out there on behalf of Tamir Rice or anybody else, if I got out there on behalf of Tanisha Anderson, if I got out there and walked in with 50 black men and took over the federal building, which some would say, well, the federal building is your building. Okay, that's true. I'll grant you that. But if I went in with 50 black people in the country the way it is, 50 black people took over the whole building, no government employees in there, no hostage situation, how long before the drones come in? How long before a few tanks decide to let off some steam in there? My thing is, yeah, I feel for them, but I'm looking at the fairness all the way around, especially when you had people marching in different areas from Baltimore on down, and you had preachers get on their knees and refuse to move, 2015. To have different ones not treated equally on certain issues causes you to think and say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Before I get up here and say, it's your right to do so-and-so, so-and-so, I'll admit that, but I demand the same equal access and treatment. It's not civil rights. It's human rights. It's the way things are supposed to be. It's the same way that they look and see all of these red, white, and blue flags that are going into that refuge in that building, and they say, yeah, well, the Malheur Wildlife Refuge building, it's all right because they're doing their best to represent certain values here and there. My thing is, tough talk is tough talk. I'm waiting to hear all of this so-called terrorist talk, thug talk, whatever talk, because that's what it is. Don't give me that rights talk and say, well, it's their basic rights, because everybody, the same language isn't used on everybody. That's the only thing I'm looking at right now. I appreciate everybody who called in. We know what's going on with the workshop this week. We have some people who are scheduled in February, and now we have a talk prayerfully from the legendary G-Nut coming in March. My thing is, you keep the legends out there, and then people know and can hear what's happening. With that in mind, one of my favorite songs that a lot of people like, the group known as Black Odyssey, they also do great video promotion and stuff like that. The name of the track, Keep Praying. Don't let the title fool you. That's one of the hardest songs out there. Talk with you shortly.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. No matter what, keep praying.
To my little niggas on the block hoping crying pay. To my niggas in them cells waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Up to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
See ya.